Salam Satuna. The next question, since is mine. I had this question before you made the audio regarding gratitude for children. But what I really wanted to know was the best way of reminding my children of this practice, of putting your hand on your heart and feeling the gratitude. What's the best way for me to remind my kids to put their hand on their heart and have gratitude? I do it, I don't even know, countless number of times a day. And several times I've told my whole family what I'm doing. I don't want to turn it into something I'm telling them to do and have it lose its power. So I want to know the best way to help them experience what I'm experiencing with it.
Hey, back off. Back off. This is your practice for now. And a month from now could be something else. Just let them be. They already have a recording that says, you see, the thing is that for parents, when they repeat themselves, the child goes deaf. And I mean it. They go deaf. They tune you completely off. And it is damaging more than beneficial. Because it is damaging because they start tuning you off. It is not profitable because they're tuning you off. So back off. You just do your thing. Enjoy it. And the benefit goes to the whole family.
Azizam, thank you so much. And thank you so much for the audio and all of the audios. When the kids get to hear you and your words, I don't have words for what that is.
Yeah, I will make more. But just remember, all of you remember what I'm saying. It's very important. Please do remember. There is only one consciousness. There is not divided, even though we feel like it's divided, that consciousness of our child is different than ours. But I'm not talking about the character and behavior. There is only one existence. So when you, as a mother or a father, transcend a lot of junk and lies and false, and as a parent, you expand your consciousness to less garbage, who do you think gets the benefit? If there is only one consciousness and you're connected to your children through the chain of love, should you worry? No. Sometimes, if the child is receptive, we do meditation with them. We put the tape before they go to sleep. But to offer them every practice we do, everything we do, is not necessary.
رادام سوال خودش رو خودش میپرسه و در مورد اینه که بچه‌ها رو چجوری کمکشون کنیم که بهترین راه چیه که اینا سپاسگزاری رو انجام بدن، سپاسگزار باشن و در این حال این تمرین قدرتش رو از دست نده. بهترین راه چیه؟ سطح میگن که دوبار اینو تکرار میکنن که عقب نشینی کن، عقب نشینی کن. این تمرین سپاسگزاری تمرین توه، ماه دیگه شاید یه تمرین دیگه باشه. و اینکه این پدر مادر وقتی یه چیزی رو هی تکرار میکنن، بچه ها انگار گوششون نسبت به پدر مادر در کل ناشنوا و کر میشه و اصلا دیگه حرفاشون رو نمیشنون و توجه نمیکنن و در اون موقع نه تنها اثر مثبت نداره بلکه اثر منفی هم داره. از عقب نشینی کن، خودت از این استفاده کن، لذتش رو ببر و منفعتش به همه میرسه. رادا تشکر میکنه از صد برای همه چی، از جمله آدیوهایی که برای بچه‌ها درست کرده. صد میگم درسته و من بیشتر از این هم آدیو براشون درست میکنم، ولی یادتون باشه که تنها یک ضمیر آگاهی هست. این ضمیر آگاهی یکیه و تقسیم شده و جدا جدا از هم نیست. اگرچه گاهی به نظر شما اینطور میرسه که ضمیر آگاهی بچه هاتون با شما فرق داره، ولی این نیست و من در مورد رفتار و کاراکتر بچه‌تون نیست که حرف میزنم. وقتی که پدر مادر خیلی آشغال ها رو از ضمیر آگاهی خودشون رد کنن، پاک کنن، وقتی از طریق عشق پدر مادر به بچه وصلن، فکر میکنی منفعتش به کی میرسه؟ وقتی که فقط یک ضمیر آگاهی هست. هست. پس نگران چی هستین؟
همینطورم برای اصل و انندا. شما که بچه ندارین بدونین که ضمیر آگاهی خودتون که گسترش پیدا میکنه اونجوری که با بچه ها خواهیم بود اتوماتیک میاد، خیلی راحت اتفاق میفته، احتیاجی نیست که فکر در موردش بکنین، برای اینکه دیگه وجودتون اونو تشکیل داده.
Sat says, and for Ananda and Asal who don't have kids, it's the same. Know that as your consciousness expands, automatically you're helping the kids around you. It's not necessary to take thought because your being speaks to that.